Okay, mega church survey. So my boss says, okay, Waddell, we've been doing this program now for 3 years. Why don't you do a little survey and see what other churches are doing, if we can do this better? And I said, well, I wish I'd thought of that myself. So I started calling, called 17 mega churches, generally 10,000 above, and talked to them and said, okay, what do you do when somebody joins your church? And some of them said, what do you mean joining church? So, I mean, some people just don't do that necessarily. And here's what I discovered. One church, and it's Joel Osteen's church in Houston, they don't do anything. They're all about the sanctuary. They don't have membership. They don't have new member classes and that sort of thing. And okay, that's a one lesson learned there. One church, this was Brooklyn Tabernacle, when somebody visits, a guest visits, they assign them somebody at that point. Sign in, they get their name somehow, they get their name, and they say, okay, you have now got a discipler, a sponsor, or a coach, you call them whatever you will, and that person's working on them at that point from then on. So that's got some value to it. Then some people will say, out of the baptistry into a small group. I think that was North Point. Of course, Andy Stanley's all about small groups, and that's a good thing. There's a self-help model. I believe that was Willow Creek, that they've got fairly in-depth materials. They give them, and they say, okay, if you want to be a member of Willow Creek Community Church, you need to go through this. It was kind of a self-guided study. Then they assign them a 401-level volunteer that walks them through that, and at some point in time, then they become a member. And if you know anything about Willow Creek, they've been revisiting their membership strategy for a long time, and so that's where they are. Most of the churches I talked to had some sort of new member orientation class, some class that once you joined, you went to that class and you learned everything you need to know about being a member of that church. Some will take you right into a small group, and that's what Randy Frazee, as I recall, in the Connecting Church, you went forward to join the church, and when you joined the church, you were assigned an area at that time. What's your zip code? Okay, that's your small group. That's who your life in this church is going to be around. Some would say into a Bible fellowship, Southern Baptist churches. I think it was Prestonwood. When they joined a church, they were assigned a certain ABF, Bible study, Bible fellowship, to attend on Sunday morning. Some people, like Southeast and Rick Warren's church, said, okay, you're a member of this church now. Let's go through some more classes. And then one of the churches, I think it was Grace Community Church, kind of gave them the smorgasbord and said, okay, if you're interested in Bible studies, go here. If you're interested in ABF, go here. So a lot of ways of doing business, but what really stood out with me was this discipler relationship. And again, we've already talked about the disadvantages of being big is that you don't get to know people, but if we can assign these new members, we're going to call them new member coaches, then maybe we don't have to do all this follow-up. Maybe we can do the follow-up one-on-one, one-on-two, one-on-three, which is what we did beginning August 20th, 21st. This is the new process. Guests attend, they can become a regular attender at some point in time. We haven't done this part, but I'm really anxious, and I hope we do, is that we're going to offer a class for what I'll call pre-members. And Bob, or the worship leader, will say, if you're new to the Southeast, you'd like to learn more about Southeast and our membership opportunities, why don't you go to this class, designated time, and then they'll learn what we believe before they join the church, and we'll also help them. I mean, maybe we explain to them what membership means, because there's a good chance sitting out there in the sanctuary, they don't know what membership means. We talk about it. Then they go join Southeast. New member orientation, remember we're getting 70% of the new members there, so we want to hit them hard while they're there. And what we do now is we assign them a coach. And this wasn't necessarily easy because I had to recruit about 100 people to be coaches to accommodate these. And what we've done is we've kind of agreed to do more than one coach to three new members. And generally we're pretty good about 1-to-1 or 1-to-2. So you need a lot of people to do this. So it's fairly labor intensive. But with persistence, you can get them. And it's what we found is it's come to be a pretty fun job if you are sanguine in particular, or you like being around people, this is a great job. But they'll sign this coach, and this coach will stay with them for 1 month. And all we ask of our coaches is call your new members up once a week, and just say, hey, you know, I'm Don Waddell here. We met new member orientation. I just wondered if you have any questions. OK, Can we get together for lunch? You know, what are your interests? I learned it when we talked at new member orientation that you're interested in softball. I'm playing in the softball league. Why don't you come join my team? I don't know. Whatever it takes for these people to develop conversations that continue beyond the new member orientation class. Yes, sir. Right.
Have if this relationship doesn't work out.
Now, okay. First off, the guest, pre-member, regular attenders, they are not members yet. They don't get a coach. If you go to Brooklyn Tabernacle, you will get a coach before you join. We give them a coach when they join, when after they join.
And if that doesn't work out, can they come back to you and get another one?
Yes. We'll be happy. Your money will be cheerfully refunded. In fact, that hasn't happened yet. And you know, we've only been doing this since August the 20th. What we're finding out is sometimes it's kind of hard to get people to return phone calls. Imagine that in the 21st century, people don't return phone calls. But there are enough good things happening that we're kind of encouraged there. And yeah, if anybody wanted another coach, they'd get them, but generally it works the other way around. Then the coach helps them get involved in an ABF. And what we see is people meet. Let's see, I'm going to talk about the what we do there in the last 4 minutes. Well, let me just go to that. Something like that. What they do is, this is our fireside room again. This is where we conduct that, 5 tables. People walk in. We have their decision counseling sheet. We assign them based on their demographics in the 3 areas broken down by age. And they sit around this round table with the preachers, and they have these conversations that sometimes go on for a half an hour of exchanging stories and whatnot. After that, they go to these tables where they're paired off with their coaches. So there's a coach sitting at table 2 with no more than 3 sets of other people there. They listened to this presentation, which started out at 30 minutes, got to 20, and now it's 10 minutes. This presentation is only a link between connects the table conversation with the preachers and the conversation with the coaches, because that's where people develop some sort of connectedness, not because I'm saying some words off a PowerPoint slide. Yes.
How long are your coaches in the life of your
one month. And their involvement, we just ask them to make 1 contact a week, but some more. And I'm getting phone calls saying, this person's now in my ABF class with me, or we went to a Bible study together, or a great day of service I took the person that I'm coaching. So, I mean, there's reason for optimism that we're making some headway. Let me just quickly close by saying, this is, you know, we used to do what we believe, we're still doing what we believe, but we have gotten rid of one of the What We Believe classes. This is our Beyond Membership class, which is Spiritual Disciplines, 7 Habits. We talk about 7 Habits, Fully Devoted Follower of Christ, which does include evangelism. It does include giving. It does include ministering to those in need and those sorts of things. We added this class. In 2000, we developed a class called Basic Bible, 13 weeks. Take you from Genesis to Revelation. What we discovered was that wasn't basic enough for a lot of people coming from classes, from churches rather, that didn't have a foundation in the Bible. So now we offer basic Bible. And in 1 hour and 15 minutes, we will give them the organization, show them the table of contents, show them a little bit about study of the Bible, encourage them to do daily devotions and that sort of thing. Basic Bible. We've only taught it once, but I'm kind of liking it, getting good feedback. That's where we're going to stop. Any other concluding questions? We got last 60 seconds. Yes, ma'am. Demographics. So we try to put the younger with the younger and the older with older. Got my email. I'll put my phone number up here too if you want to call. Email is really the best, but don't hesitate to call. 253-8044. Enjoyed meeting with you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your conference.
You
bet.